Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, there's been an arrest in Kearney, New Jersey, after an incident that began with a mysterious death and a shelter-in-place order in one residential neighborhood. We go live now to Kearney, where 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander has the latest on this story for us. Amanda?
Hey, Donna. Yeah, I just got word from Hudson County prosecutors. They tell me this all started last night when that man killed someone with what they call a pointed object, but it's believed to be a bow and arrow. But it didn't stop there. This morning, a regional SWAT team responded to negotiate with the suspect. That's after he locked himself in his home and a fire erupted. Their fire department did manage to get that fire out more than once. He might have been restarting it on the inside. Now, I did speak with a local councilman, Fred Estevez. He says officials told him that the man lit the fire and took cover in his basement. But Donna, just moments ago, he finally exited the home, armed with knives. Again, he is in police custody. And again, some neighbors haven't been inside their home since yesterday. Authorities had the entire block closed off for hours. And they tell me they just wanted to go home, but they're glad he's finally caught. We're live in Kearney. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All right. Now, meanwhile, in Queens, a man who is armed with a box cutter is dead, shot by police that answered a domestic violence call overnight. This happened in a building on Namioke Street in Far Rockaway early this morning. Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera said the man's father had tried to get the weapon away from his son at first.
The father of the male immediately engaged in an altercation with his son, which then became physical. The officers gave multiple verbal commands to the male to drop the weapon as they attempted to de-escalate the situation. The male did not comply with the demands to drop the weapon. The father disengaged from the physical altercation with his son and retreated behind the uniformed police officers.
Now, police say the 29-year-old son then lunged at officers. One responded by firing a taser, another firing a gun. The man pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital. Well, Zoran Mamdani planning a New York City block party on his inauguration day.
This is not my victory. This is ours.
He posted on X that it will be held in the Canyon of Heroes in Lower Manhattan. It will include music, performances, as well as commentary from public officials. There's room for tens of thousands of people along that stretch of Broadway to take part in the celebration. Mamdani will be sworn in as the city's next mayor at 1 p.m. on the steps of City Hall. The block party scheduled for 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, two 17-year-olds are under arrest for allegedly slashing another teenager inside the Times Square subway station yesterday. The young suspects charged with assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment. No word on what led up to that incident. The victim, only 15. Hours earlier, around 5 p.m. last night, a 38-year-old slashed in the face inside a number 6 train as it was pulling into Grand Central. In that case, sources say the victim was attacked after getting into an argument over a seat. And a third slashing to report, and this one in Astoria. That's where a 40-year-old man was stabbed multiple times on board an R train after getting into an argument there. It happened around 2 yesterday morning. Word now that a con artist on Long Island almost got away with a scam targeting a grandmother hundreds of miles from here. Investigators say the 80-year-old North Dakota woman got a phone call from someone pretending to be her granddaughter and asking for bail money after a car crash. She then sent $8,500 in cash to an address in Shirley. The victim eventually called police when she realized her granddaughter had not been in a traffic accident and had not called for help. She then contacted Suffolk police, who worked with local prosecutors to track down the package of money. U.S. Postal inspectors managed to intercept the package before it was delivered to that Shirley address, and the North Dakota grandmother did get her money back, but no arrests yet in that case. Well, Timothy Cardinal Dolan talking about what he may do next now that Pope Leo has accepted his mandatory retirement request. The Cardinal was a guest on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures today.
I got some requests, like to go to some universities, just to be on campus, maybe to take a sabbatical, maybe to teach a course. I even got a request, an offer to write a book. I got an offer to do a documentary on the status of the church in the United States. So things come in, you know.
Now, it's the end of an era for the Archdiocese of New York, which has been headed by Dolan since 2009. He turned in his resignation back in February as required by the Catholic Church when cardinals turn 75, though resignations aren't always quickly accepted by the pontiff. Pope Leo will replace Dolan with Ronald Hicks, the current bishop of Joliet, Illinois, Leo's home state.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.